My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington for their live performance. You can learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. You can also purchase their CDs there. And Mark, how's your John Roberts impression?
You know, I don't really know. I'll give you my Clarence Thomas impression. Ready?
Clarence Thomas usually does not participate in oral arguments, in case you're wondering.
Has never asked a question.
Yes, he believes that he can basically determine how you should rule based on all the voluminous written materials. So
that's
he does
right,
not speak up
right.
During the oral arguments. But Chief Justice Roberts, the man of the hour, the liberals shockingly pleased, the conservatives shockingly furious that Obamacare stands, the individual mandate stands. But there's one part of the bill that the Capitol Steps uncovered not too long ago, back when this whole debate was happening, Mark, that I don't remember him ruling on yesterday.
Yeah, you know, we've got this little age thing going on, so and we've got this whole program of where you can make money by, you know, trading in. We had the old cash for clunkers, so this was our spin early in the Obamacare game about what really might happen.
Here we go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to this town hall meeting for the Democrats' health care plan. I'd like to ask everyone, please, let's keep this civil. I'd also like to remind everyone that as a member of Congress, I have the full authority to taser anyone who does not agree with me. All right, I think we have an exciting new plan to share with the American people. Since Cash for Clunkers was such a hit, here's another deal. With this healthcare program, you will be enthralled. Cash for Codgers is what it's called. When folks get older, they can get sick. That's when spending soars. If grandpa's fading, bring him for trading when he's 64. All right, let's open the floor up for questions here.
Yes, yes.
Yes, you...
I have a question over here.
Okay, you over there.
Yes, how much could I get from my uncle here?
Excellent question. Well, I think that falls under Section 3 of the bill. That would be cash for uncles. Let's see. Looks like a 1945 model. Ooh, very costly to maintain.
Oh, you're telling me. His prescriptions are over $400 a month, and the insurance premiums are killing us.
Well, I bet he's a real gas guzzler, too.
Well, no, actually, quite the opposite.
I tell you what, I'll give you $5,000 for him.
$5,000? $5,000. Uncle Joe, you stay right here with the nice man. He's going to take you to a beautiful farm where you can be with all your childhood pets. Bye-bye.
But I thought we was going for Wiener Schnitzel. Oh, this is just crazy. Most Democrats aren't in shape like me. Can I promise someday you can have my pots?
That would be a really great start.
I will donate my heart and my brain when my time is done.
That's a lovely ambition, but we politicians
can't use either one.
And all the critics of the healthcare plan say, exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Exactly. So. Or you have like Obama, you know, when it first came out, you know, it's absolutely not a tax. And now with the decision, it's like, hooray, it's a tax.
Exactly. Yet his press secretary today is still saying it's not a tax. So
yeah,
have fun.
Isn't that the spinning has begun full bore. And the real winner, Mitt Romney, who gets, you know, raised $42 million in 24 hours because of this.
Yeah, you know, sometimes bad news can be good news for some people.
Yeah,
but
fires up some people, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm guessing it's going to be a slightly interesting and energetic campaign, which is always good for you guys.
I think so. It always helps us out. And then, you know, who knows? There's got to be a groundswell of impeach Roberts at some point as well.
Yeah, probably so. You got the contempt charge against Eric Holder this week, so that's
right.
More
which,
fodder.
You know, it's quite interesting that, you know, Congress holds him in contempt, and you know, when 85% of the American people also hold Congress in contempt.
That's right. Mark, good luck at beating the heat this weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks so much.
Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn about them and buy their stuff at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.